Among the many sporting events canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic were a pair of baseball games between the Toronto Blue Jays and New York Yankees, scheduled to be played in Olympic Stadium, the former home of the Montreal Expos. The weekend would have kicked off with Expos Fest, a fan event celebrating the history of Montreal's dearly departed team. For the man behind this celebration, Expos Fest is about a lot more than nostalgia. Reporter Tal Pinchevsky has the story.
Tucked away in the basement of a nondescript house in the Montreal suburb of Laval, there is an unexpected piece of baseball history. Several pieces, actually. This is where 53-year-old Perry Janias, the man affectionately known by area sports fans as Perry G, has filled much of his home and all of his basement with the world's largest private collection of memorabilia dedicated to his beloved hometown team, the Montreal Expos.
You know, I have over 200 game-used jerseys. I have about 400 game-used bats. You know, I have Gary Carter's, the last jersey he wore when he doubled over Andre Dawson's head at the Big O in 1992. It was his last trip to the plate, his last at-bat as a Major League ball player. So those are memories that, you know, just I love and I'll always cherish.
Perry first fell in love with the team when his Greek immigrant parents started taking him to Expos games in the 1970s. In 2004, with the last place Expos already playing some home games in San Juan, Puerto Rico, the team announced it would be moving to Washington, D.C. Perry wasn't interested in attending his favorite team's funeral. Instead, he became obsessed with preserving its memory and began compiling a sprawling tribute to the club. He even tracked down a certain sensitive item that once belonged to Expos ace Steve Rogers.
I respect the man to death, and I'll even buy his underwear.
Perry finally met Rogers at an event a few years ago, and things got a little awkward.
I said, Steve, please don't judge me. Can you please sign your long johns that you wore back in the 80s? And he looked at me kind of funny, and he says, yeah, Perry, I'll sign them for you. Please never show them to me again.
For his entire adulthood, Perry G's life revolved around two things, the Expos and his family.
We're a tight group, you know. We're together all the time.
One day in 2014, Perry was with his 5-year-old niece, Catherine Demis, whom the family affectionately called Cat.
And my sister-in-law asked me, do you see her eye? It seems to be floating in a different direction. And I go, okay, don't worry about that. I've seen that before. Take her to the optometrist. They're going to prescribe some glasses. And, you know, maybe within 6 months to a year, it'll straighten out the eye and it's not a big deal. So little did I know it, of course, that wasn't the case. They went to an optometrist. The optometrist said, this has got nothing to do with her eye. Yeah, you got to go see a neurologist. And from there, we got the diagnosis that, you know, basically she had a year to live.
Cat was diagnosed with DIPG, or diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, an aggressive type of brain tumor found in young children.
As a family, you know, that just totally blew us away. And, you know, true to their word, she passed away in July of 2015. We needed to do something so my sister-in-law wouldn't lose her mind because, you know, you could go through anything in life, but losing your child, I don't see it getting any worse than that. So we decided to do a fundraiser and to remember her forever.
As Perry wondered what he could do to preserve his niece's memory, he realized
the only thing I really knew well and was the Montreal Expos.
Perry decided he would create an event that would provide a meeting place for his fellow Expos fans and raise funds that would go towards fighting DIPG. He called it Expos Fest. With an Expos museum already at his disposal, Perry immediately began reaching out to people who had been a part of Expos history. One of the first people he contacted was Jacques Doucet, the French play-by-play voice of the Expos for 33 seasons.
He called me up and he says, Jacques says, I would like you to be part of Expo Fest. I did not know what Expo Fest was. I had seen a couple of emails go through my account, but I did not know exactly what it was. And when I found out it was for charity purposes and that former Expos will be on hand, I readily accepted.
Perry hoped Expos Fest would be a fun time that would raise some money for a good cause. That first event ended up drawing 1,000 people and raised $100,000.
It was pretty crazy. It was just funny that it came to that. You know, it just shows you what the love of the Montreal Expos, right? It just shows you that people loved and still love our team, you know, that like the good folks at Expos Nation say that, you know what, the Expos aren't dead, you know, we're just on a hiatus.
By the time Perry launched Expos Fest, there was already talk of bringing Major League Baseball back to Montreal. 2 years earlier, the Toronto Blue Jays had started an annual tradition of hosting their final two spring training games at Olympic Stadium. The 2014 contests against the New York Mets drew a combined crowd of more than 96,000 fans.
I mean, it was unbelievable. I recall when I left home and I took the same way that I used to travel when I was working with the Expos at the Big O. And all kind of memories came back to me. And then when I parked inside the stadium and then I opened my eyes when I saw the field that was, you know, ready for baseball, I had for a moment, I said, is this for opening day?
Before we proceed, a little inside baseball, if you will. I grew up in Montreal watching the Expos in the 90s. And when the team left for Washington, D.C. in 2004, I was convinced they would never come back. After all, the team lost, the fans stayed away, and Olympic Stadium was in a constant state of disrepair. Turns out I was wrong, and people like Perry are part of the reason.
Montreal hasn't had a major league team since the Expos left in 2004, and some fans have been eagerly waiting for baseball to somehow return.
Stephen Brumfman, who is the son of former Expos owner Charlie Brumfman, is leading the effort.
The Tampa Bay Rays could be making a move up north for at least half of the season.
The team given the go-ahead to explore the possibility for Major League Baseball.
Half the time, the Rays would play their home games here, the other half north of the border in Montreal.
No plans are set in stone yet. But despite my skepticism, baseball could come back to Montreal. Expos Fest helped keep that baseball flame alive in the city.
And every year, there are 5 or 6 or 7 former Expo players that come and attend the Expo Fest. All those former players are wishing that Montreal would get back on the major league picture. So all those former players add their voice to the voice of the fan that everybody wants Major League Baseball to be back in Montreal.
Last year's Expos Fest charity gala raised $200,000 in a single night. With former Expo Larry Walker being enshrined into the Baseball Hall of Fame this year, and the Washington Nationals, the team formerly known as the Expos, entering the season as World Series champions, the buzz this year is palpable. It's been a remarkable journey for a celebration not just of a team, but of a little girl, too.
We've kept the flame. My niece, Kat, has kept the flame alive, which is, you know, I get goosebumps when I say it. But, you know, when the Expos come back, whether it's the Expos or whether it's another form of baseball, she had a large part in baseball coming back to Montreal because the celebration of her life was hand in hand with the celebration of baseball in Montreal.
That story came from reporter Tal Pinchevsky. This year's Expos Fest has been postponed until further notice. We'll have a link to more information at onlyagame.org.